More good news as we do our best to accentuate the positive, relentless positive radio, et cetera, et cetera. And that is, we're certainly hearing and seeing and experiencing all these children who've become refugees due to the war in Ukraine. Some of those children are lucky enough to find refuge in other countries, including these United States. Dozens of those children have found their way to the Alex and Marie Manoogian School in Southfield, and they've been welcomed by the faculty, staff, and students. And WJR's senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, went to the school and has more on the extraordinary experience these students are having. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. This is the good news story you're waiting for this morning. More than three dozen of these students are now at the Manoogian School in Southfield, a school that prides itself on its multicultural student body. Sonia Kelfayan is the lower school principal. She says it always isn't easy with the students. It is an adjustment, and there has been one unexpected bonus.
The other Ukrainian students that we have here who are not refugees are stepping up and translating and helping out. They're the mediators in between. We have a lot of high school Ukrainian students who are stepping down to the middle school to help out with those students, or even the high school students, and they have like a buddy system now.
A huge growing and learning experience for all of the kids. Students who need help purchasing lunches or maybe getting uniforms are all assisted. English as a second language teacher, Lilette Babulian, says the teachers are keeping a close eye on the students' overall well-being.
Education is super important, but currently the mental health is number one for us.
Now, about the students, many of the high school students I talked with escaped Ukraine with their mothers only. One student told me she didn't want to talk about her experience. It was too painful.
When it happened to you, it's so bad for you, like mentally.
Vlad told me he escaped only with the essentials.
I came here with only not many stuff with me because it was difficult to...
You were in a hurry?
Yeah.
To leave?
So I took only my phone, like a bag, a few t-shirts, a coat, and this whole thing.
And one student told me he was able to communicate with his friends in Ukraine, one who was 18 and went to fight in the war. Another student told me he left both of his parents behind. He lives here with his grandparents. All, like Yana, expressed happiness at being here.
Yes, and I came here because of war in Ukraine, and that was so big surprise, bad surprise for me, but I'm grateful I'm here and safe.
Now the headmaster, Paul, is Dr. Josip Torosian, and he says a lot of school groups have helped with sales of all kinds to raise funds for the program to help these students at Manoogian. And if you'd like to help out, you can go to manoogian.org.
All good. All good news. There's a lot of it. We talked about other things that happened over the weekend. I think Ann brought up our Variety Shine event that we talked about, the children's charity for Variety, the benefiting the camp programs at Far Therapeutic Arts and Recreation and Variety 4-H Horseback Riding. Judge Fred Mester has reminded us over and over again about an event we did talk about last week, the William Booth Legal Clinic's Walk for Justice at the Detroit Zoo this past Saturday. He has again reminded us several times over the weekend and today that it was successful, and I think they raised $100,000, which is a good positive story. Sadly, if he doesn't hear me say it, he doesn't always think we've said it, and then he kind of lambastes us for not bringing it up. But we brought it up, Your Honor, and thank you for the heads up, like so many that you bring us every week. So that's all good news. Other good news, Marie, anything you can come up with, I'm all ears.
I was with Ann, too. It was a great weekend, lots of fun things, watching people. We went to a wedding. There were a lot of weddings. It was great weather, so it was it's just great to have something as simple as good weather to enjoy our families, really, and each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, speaking of weddings, have you ever used that, I don't know if it's what couples are using now, minted to respond to a wedding invitation?
Oh, yes. In fact, the wedding we went to this weekend, they were on the website called The Knot, which is where all the couples go now.
Yeah.
So you don't really even need that paper invitation because it's all there. They even had bios on the people standing up in the wedding. It was, you know, our story they have on there. You could read how they met. And, yes,
nice.
You can RSVP through Minted or through this particular
website. I just found Minted to be a little more complicated than The Knot. Or maybe just, of course, it's computers and me, so that could be just me. But there were like five or six steps, and I thought by the time I got to the fourth step, I went, I don't even want to go. I mean, it was like crazy. But
it's not that hard.
All right. Well, it is what people do. You used to just fill out a card or call a phone number, and that would be it. But it's gotten a little more complicated.
Send that little paper thing back, right?
Yeah.
It was always
nice to see that. Three people are coming or two people are coming. Try the chicken or whatever you had to do. It just seems simpler. It was a simpler time, Marie. You certainly didn't use Minted when you and John got married.
Oh,
it didn't exist.
No. Right. No, the dinosaurs, you know, they weren't interested in Minted. They had little hands. They couldn't use the computers.
We couldn't reach it. All righty, Riri. Thank you. Thanks for your help.
Bye.
7:44 WJR.